Hello, hello, hello. It's your girl, Angie B on Crystal's View. Happy Wednesday. We made it. It's the hump of the week. The hump of the week. The hump of the week. And it's wealth and wellness for today's topic. But before we do that, let's take a time now to just close our eyes. Enjoy our eyelids. See yourself running towards something. Something that you've been running towards your whole life. The very thing that you have envisioned. You have come to be. You're just running towards it. You finally get there. It's the finish line. The crowd is going crazy. You did it. Everyone's congratulating you. You made it. You finally achieved your goal, whatever that goal is. You lost the weight that you were working towards. You got that promotion you were working towards. You started that business that you were working towards starting. You bought that house, your dream home, finally. This is all the stuff that everyone's congratulating you for. Take a deep breath and just receive it. You see yourself winning. You're owning your win. You see yourself doing all the things to keep that win. You're exercising every day. You're eating good. You're picking up fruits and vegetables. You're cooking your own meals. You're meal prepping. You're being prayerful of your time. All those things added to your win. That was what made the crowd excited for you. That's what you saw. You're a winner. Now take another deep breath. Inhale, exhale, throw out all that negativity. No more negative thinking. You are a winner. You have won. You will make it to the finish line. You did get that promotion. You grew your team. You grew your office. See yourself achieve those things and receive them. Take another deep breath. Open your eyes. Now get out there and go do it. We'll be back in just a little bit. Hope you enjoyed that little meditation segment I decided to add to today's show. We'll be back in a little bit. And we're back. I hope you guys enjoyed that little meditation we had at the beginning of this episode for this week's Wealth and Wellness. The topic is types of exercises for targeted exercises that will target back fat. But before we get into that, I wanted to expand on the idea of the importance of meditation. And the reason I started out with a focus is because a lot of us wake up with horrible self-talk, and that can actually lead to failure. Maybe this should have been a segment for failing forward Friday. However, a Wednesday is like the hump of the week, and we're always like looking at this as as if it's like, oh yes, the weekend's almost there, we're about to make it, or we're a little stressed and frazzled because, oh my God, the weekend's almost here and I haven't even hit my goals yet. Sometimes it's important for us to just taper back, sit down, regroup, and focus on the win. Just focus on achieving those goals and seeing yourself achieve any goal that you've placed out on yourself to achieve for the week. So I want to just explain why meditation is so important. Meditation can actually help us eliminate negative thoughts, worries, anxiety, all those types of factors that can prevent us from feeling happy. So in happiness, it's important to be happy because then you're motivated. You're motivated to just keep going and you're motivated to just keep focused on the goals that you're setting for yourself. So if you carry it out regularly, right, you're able to mitigate the symptoms of stress and anxiety. All right. So it keeps you on an even plane and focused. A lot of people will start their day out reading maybe like an excerpt from the Bible or like a self-help, anything like a book. I have a few books here that I look at a lot. One of them being the Bible. Yes. But it's good to have reflection and it's good to constantly keep plugged in within, something positive, because sometimes when we're working towards something, it's not easy to stay positive. Okay, so I hope above anything else that this actually helps you get there. Okay, so let's get into the topic for today. The topic for today is exercise. Okay, not a lot of us like it, right? And honestly, you don't need much exercise to lose weight. The biggest problem anyone has when they're on any type of diet is what they eat, because you can't actually outwork a bad diet. You'll still have health problems. You'll still have issues within your health if you don't change the way you eat. However, muscles help buffer against, you know, fat. Okay, so they work in opposition. If you have less muscle, you tend to have more fat. If you have more fat, you have less muscle. Okay, and if you just have an overall fatty diet, you sometimes will have an even amount of both and you'll be a very muscular person under a nice fatty body. And I say don't use the scale as your gauge of weight gain or weight loss. Use the mirror, because the more muscle you gain, the more weight you will gain, because muscle weighs more than fat. Just thought I'd throw that in there. So those of you who like to just jump on and off the scale and get really upset when they see weight gain, well, that might be a muscle that you've grown, and that's a good thing. Okay. All right. So great back fat fighting exercises. Okay. What makes me an expert? I started my NASM certification like about a year ago. So I've been studying to get certified. So this is information that I've learned that I was implementing prior to pregnancy and worked. I actually saw even my breasts lift. I know. They actually say that bras, you can actually research this, deter you from having perky boobs. I thought I just mentioned that. So all the lessons that we've learned as women, I'm going to just point out to us just in case there's men listening. As women, has been wrong when it comes to, you know, bras. I'm just saying, Also, if you're breastfeeding, you don't want to restrict your chest because it helps with letdown. I remember when I was, you know, breastfeeding my son like round the clock at the beginning of this year, I had more milk production when I was free. That's just a cleaner way of putting it. So sorry, guys, if this is a little TMI. If you're married and you have a wife, come on. This could be helpful for them. So share this information with your wifey. Okay. So back to battle of the back fat. You want to do some pull-ups. I used to like hate pull-ups, especially since I have weak upper body strength. So that's a problem, right? So, but that's what's going to help with back fat. And I'm weak because I ain't got no muscles there. So you see how that correlates? Okay, a seated row helps with that. A push-up and push-ups. Okay? So I'm going to read off why each of these things are helpful. First of all, when it comes to pull-ups, it's like a full body workout almost, because you're working out all these muscle groups, the brachioradialis, the brachialis, the biceps, brachii, posterior deltoid, the trapezius, that's the middle and lower, the teres minor, the teres major, the infraspinatus, and the latissimus dorsi. And those are all your back love handles. So pull-ups, hell yes, you want to make sure that you have them in your arsenal of exercises. For seated rows, what they do is it's a strength training exercise that works on the muscle that helps you work on for supporting your spine. So if you want your posture to be improved, a seated row is where you want to get that done. I'm going to be a little bit more focused. I used to, it's stupid because I didn't realize I was working out one muscle group with this, you know, all the different positions. And now I have like a muscle that just, it holds me up, but it protrudes from my back. And I didn't realize it till recently. How about that? So you want to be mindful and careful of what muscle groups you're working out, because you would hate to overwork a muscle that causes you to, you know, have a spasm or this, that, and a third with your back. Number three, a type of push-up is a type of calisthenic exercise. It begins in the prone position or the front leaning rest position. Okay. So this exercise, basically what it does, it helps build strong muscles to help burn significant fat. Okay. It's not an aerobic exercise. So, but it will allow you to be more effective at like running, swimming, biking, which in essence help you burn fat. So that's pretty cool. So those are your three top exercises that you want to be doing to really achieve those weight loss goals. Now, like I said, you don't want to be spending too much time in the gym. Of course, you don't want to do those every day. You want to alternate. You don't want to overwork your muscles. I used to actually work out every day, and unfortunately I worked out those muscle groups every day, but I'm learning better. I can't wait to get back to a workout, regimen, as I plan on doing now that my life's a little crazy. I have my daughter in school and I have a son who's 6 months. So I have to actually create a schedule to set aside me time, because I find the gym to be therapeutic And that's my therapy. Like, I call it that. I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to get to therapy. And that's basically where it's at for me. Okay, so perfect foods for fat burning. All right, you want to get a pen and paper. I probably should have mentioned that again at the beginning. You know, I'm always going to give you a food list. So let's just get in the habit of getting a pen and paper so I could be able to get you that list. Okay, this is just a few. You can actually Google this. This is what I got at healthline.com. I didn't really get much sleep last night with the baby and all that. He kept waking me up. So anywho, I agree and disagree with some of these items on the list, but I understand why they're on the list. Okay, so here it goes. They say eggs. This is all for muscle building. Okay, just in case you guys are curious to know what why. So eggs, salmon, chicken breast, Greek yogurt, tuna, lean beef, shrimp, soybeans, cottage cheese, turkey breast, tilapia, beans, protein powder, edamame, quinoa, scallops, lean jerky, chickpeas, peanuts, buckwheat, tofu, pork, and there was just so much more, but I wasn't able to get like all the notes that I needed to. But that's just a few of the things that you can do to help fat burn. Now, on WebMD, they have a few things as well. I'm going to list it. If I already listed it on that other list, you don't have to write it down. But I'm just going to list these and why they suggest it. Okay? So, Greek yogurt is their first one. They have like 27 on the list. So Greek yogurt has almost twice as much protein as other yogurts, as you know, and it takes longer to leave your stomach, okay? So it helps keep you satisfied longer. Plus, you burn more calories, okay? Digesting proteins rather than carbs. So you want to choose maybe like a non-fat, low-fat, and a low-sugar type. For my yogurt, I go non-dairy. I prefer it, and I'll do like a vegan granola crumble or something like that to go with it. Quinoa, hello, I love quinoa. It's like the super protein grain. Okay, it's a all natural star that belongs in your weight loss plan, of course. This whole grain has about 8 grams of hunger busting protein. It does. It really does fill you up. So, and 5 grams of fiber in 1 cup. Fiber is really essential to a lot of things that happen in your body. First of all, it's essential to, proper elimination and emptying of your colon. You need that. And if you're doing that, then guess what's going to stay regulated? Your insulin levels. You want to make sure that you're being prayerful with your diet and having as much fiber, natural fiber as possible. Because I know that people be popping like Metamucil or this, that, and a third. But the best fiber for your body is a natural fiber. Like artichoke. Like kale. Like quinoa. Okay? So you get 5 grams of fiber in 1 cup of quinoa. Okay? You also get iron, zinc, selenium. I think I said selenium is actually a great for fighting bacteria, if I'm not mistaken. I said that yesterday. And vitamin E. Quinoa isn't easy to cook as rice. It is easy to cook as rice. I love it. And a quick dinner, all you do is you mix some vegetables, nuts, or lean protein. Your call, your choice. Vegan, meat eaters, whatever. This is a great grain. I love it. Cinnamon, hello. I put cinnamon in everything. Like yesterday I had a tea with it was an orange peel tea, and I zested a lemon, And I put some honey. I know. Like I said, I'm trying to get back to it. I'm a big honey eater though. I put some honey, a little bit of sugar, and it was just amazing. So cinnamon. Oh, and of course I put cinnamon. Some studies suggest that cinnamon may have a stabilizing effect on your blood sugar levels. That is huge, especially for those of you who are diabetic. Okay. It curbs your appetite, particularly in people with type 2 diabetes. Okay, remember I'm mentioning all this stuff. Nearly everyone can benefit from cinnamon in its traditional role. You know, you just add it on something. You can add it to some coffee. I did it for my mom. Like, what I do is I add it to like the part where you put the coffee and you sprinkle some in there and it brews with it, makes it taste yummy. You can also add it to like yogurt. Isn't that great? I know. My son likes it in his bottle. I do that to put him to bed. Really nice. They say hot peppers, okay, have a flavorless chemical called capsaicin. I'm pretty sure you've heard of it before. It's more plentiful in habaneros, but jalapenos also have it. I don't know. I'm not a big person to deal with peppers like that, but capsaicin, according to this, can help curb your appetite and speed up your metabolism just slightly. So, and it's only for like a short period of time. It really doesn't have a big impact on weight, unless you are eating like less spicy food, less food because it's spicy. Okay. Hot tea, green tea, more specifically. For those of you also looking to become more fertile, green tea is also great for that. Several studies suggest green tea may promote weight loss by stimulating the body's to burn fat. So the green teas contains, I can't even pronounce this, catechins. And that's a type of phytochemical that may briefly affect the metabolism. So I guess that's what makes it like, woohoo, do it. I used to actually drink a lot of green tea when I was working out before. So to get the most benefit, you may need to drink green tea several times a day. Try taking your tea hot, because it takes longer to drink, providing a soothing, mindful experience. You know, tea can be relaxing. You can actually try a bubble bath, you know, love yourself a little bit and have some tea. Oh yes, I used to do this a lot, like half a grapefruit in the morning, no sugar. That obviously the next one is grapefruit. It doesn't have any magical fat burning properties, but it can help you feel full with fewer calories. So that's pretty amazing. That's because it's a soluble fiber that takes longer to digest. So grapefruit takes the cake. Watermelon, I think I mentioned this yesterday. It's rich in water, so it takes up more room in your gut. This signals the body that you've had enough to eat and leaves less room for other foods. So like raw fruits and vegetables are full of water and nutrients and low in calories. So you kind of want to eat most of your fruits and vegetables as raw as possible. Watermelon is a great example of that. It's a good source of antioxidants, lycopene, and gives you some vitamin A and C too. Okay, the next two things here are pears and apples. I'm a bigger apple eater than I am a pear eater. Pears and apples are also high in water content, so you eat them with the peels for extra fiber. Remember, the more natural fiber, the better it is for your body, which will help keep you full longer. So go for a whole fruit rather than fruit juice. When I was pregnant with my daughter, I was pre-diabetic prior to getting pregnant with her, and then I had gestational diabetes when I was pregnant with her. So the nutritionist that I was seeing at the time, because they make you see a nutritionist. Oh, excuse me. I'm so sorry. It
the nutritionist makes you eat fruit, but you can't have a mixed fruit cup. You can only have one fruit for your snack during snack times. So if you're going to have a banana, have a banana. Don't have a banana, an apple, and all that, because that's just too much sugar. And juices, if you drink juice rather than eating the whole fruit, you're not getting all the good stuff that the fruit has to provide for your body, okay? You end up getting more fiber, and you have to chew the fruit so that it takes longer, and it allows your brain to have the opportunity to process the food that you're eating. Okay. Grapes versus raisins. Okay. Now this is nice. I'm going to read this straight. So if you compare 2 cups of grapes to like a quarter cup of raisins, either choice has more than 100 calories. But you'll probably be more satisfied with the grapes, dried fruit has its place, you know. When you sparingly, a few raisins or dried cranberries can liven up a salad. So you can have a salad, add that to it. Berries. I'm pro berries. Okay. Like other fruits, berries are high in water. Excuse me. And fiber, which can keep you full longer. Okay. They're also sweet, satisfying your sweet tooth for a fraction of the calories you would get from cookies or brownies. They're nature's candy, guys. Like, this is what God created for us to eat. We need to just eat it and enjoy it, okay? And on top of that, they're loaded with antioxidants. And, you know, they combat oxidative stress head on. So anything with berries in it is great for recovery at the gym and all that other stuff. Raw vegetables. Okay. I already mentioned this before. Raw vegetables, they make an outstanding snack. I make like these little cute cucumber rounds, and I'll eat them with either like a yogurt dip or a tuna. Okay. It just depends on where you're at on the map. Okay. They satisfy the desire to crunch because, you know, we all like that. They're full of water to help you feel full, and they're low in calories. Half a cup of diced celery has just 8 calories in it. Okay, so think about that. Sweet potatoes. Woohoo, I love sweet potatoes. I think I ate a lot of sweet potatoes with my son. Think of the typical toppings on your baked potato. Butter, sour cream, maybe cheese and bacon bites, right? If you substitute a sweet potato, you might not need any of that. Baked sweet potatoes are so full of flavor. They don't need a lot. So unless you want to try a sprinkle of cinnamon or sugar and butter, right? This can save you loads of calories. As a bonus, sweet potatoes are packed with potassium, beta carotene, vitamin C, and fiber. All right, number 13 on their list is eggs. One egg has only like 75 calories plus 7 grams of protein along with other vital nutrients. Remember, your body will burn more calories digesting eggs than a carb-heavy breakfast, okay? And the good news is that eggs are no longer on the no list for people concerned about high cholesterol. It's a saturated fat, not a dietary cholesterol we need to be wary of, okay? Coffee. I don't agree with coffee. I don't, because it's a carcinogen, believe it or not. But I like coffee. I'm not going to deny that. I mean, I used to be a barista at Starbucks. So, hey. I've had everything that they've had there. It used to be fun. So it sounds good to be true. One of your favorite beverages may rev the metabolism and help you lose weight. Coffee does stimulate the metabolism, but only a little, okay? Don't count on this for weight loss, especially if you add calories with toppings, okay? All right. It's just a goodie, you pick me up thingy. But I say go natural. Like, if you're having enough fruits and vegetables, you really won't need coffee. Does that make any sense? All right, the next one they have here is oatmeal. Oatmeal has 3 things going for it. fiber-rich whole grain oats, lots of water, and it's hot. It's a very filling combination. Hot food takes longer to eat, okay? Because, you know, you have to blow and, you know, you take your time. And all that liquid and fiber will help you feel full longer. Avoid super sugary oatmeal, okay? Stirring in cinnamon or nutmeg will give you a sweet taste with less sugar. Isn't that nice to know? Crisp bread, like whole grain rye crackers, sometimes called crisp breads, offer low-fat, fiber-packed an alternative to traditional crackers, which is pretty neat. Tabbouleh, oh yeah, I love that stuff. I actually had to buy some. Yummy, yummy. A standout whole grain is bulgur wheat, the type found in tabbouleh. It's high in fiber and protein, but low in fat and calories. That's something you want. Okay, remember that gut health. That helps you fill up with a minimum of calories. It also tastes great to turn this dish into a meal. You could add like beans and stir in extra tomato, cucumber, and parsley. Yummy, yummy. Soup. That sounds about good. I might make some soup today. Soup. We're talking broth-based, okay? Not creamy. Has a lot going for it. It's full of water, which fills you up with fewest possible calories. It's hot, which prevents you from eating too much. You would have it before a meal, and soup can actually take up space that might have gone to higher calorie foods. So you can also make it, you know, satisfying, you know, a lower calorie meal out of soup alone by adding, you know, chicken, fish, cup of vegetables or beans. I like a vegetable based soup though. Yummy, yummy. Awesome, awesome. Salad, you know the deal with salads. I mean, it's the same concept of soup. You can do grated vegetables. And eating a plentiful bowl of salad before a meal also will provide the same thing that a soup does. Vinegar. Now, I used to drink in the morning, every morning, the Bragg's apple cider vinegar. They're saying that you can add, well, you can also dress your salad with that one too. So it says dress your salad with oil and vinegar. It's easy to make it. It's full of flavor that can make salads more satisfying and has fewer calories than most pre-made dressings, which is pretty amazing. Everything you make at home is always a better deal than going out and getting it because you don't have all those preservatives and the extra stuff that you would try to avoid. So nuts are an excellent way to curb hunger between meals. They're high in protein, fiber, and heart-healthy fats. Studies suggest nuts can promote weight loss and improve cholesterol levels when eaten in moderation. They're also rich in calories, so limit your portions. If you have to get them out of their shell, you'll slow down and not eat as much. So I guess according to this, get them shelled. Air-popped popcorn. Okay, 3 cups of plain air-popped popcorn may seem like a lot, but you're not getting a lot of calories. All that air adds volume, right, without adding fat or sugar. It's pretty neat. I'm anti-animal milk, but it says skim milk here, and that's it. Because you're getting the protein, the calcium, and the vitamin D, according to WebMD. Excuse me. Lean protein, they say right now. So, you know, that protein can keep you full longer and burn more calories during digestion. So you want to choose your protein carefully. Like, they're saying that dark meat tends to be higher in fat, which could cancel out some of the benefits, right? So skinless chicken breast is a better choice between the two choices. Okay, so you want to, when you're choosing beef, you want to go flank steak, eye of round, and a top sirloin are an extra lean with less than 4 grams of saturated fat. per serving, and only get like 3 to 4 ounces in portion. You have fish. I think I mentioned this before too. One of the best sources of protein is fish. Most fish is low in fat, and the expectations usually have a good form of fat, like omega-3 fatty acids, omega-3s, which are found in salmon, herring, and other fatty fish, may help protect against heart disease. Again, I do a plant-based omega. I actually took omegas when I was pregnant. My son gets omegas in his bottles, and he's very bright. Oh my God. Beans. I know, I just thought about that song. I know you guys are thinking about that song too. Beans are a vegetable, okay, just in case you didn't know that. A protein and a great source of fiber. So you feel full for very few calories. Open a can of garbanzo beans, aka chickpeas, and toss them into a soup or salad. I actually made the most amazing homemade version of my chili. And it's so yummy. Oh my gosh, I want it now. All right. You can also mash them up to use as a dip. One cup packs 12.5 grams of fiber, just 4 grams of fat, and almost 15 grams of protein. How nice is that? Well, that was the list. How awesome was that list, really? Oh my gosh, I didn't think I spent that much time on there, but I guess I've been recording longer stuff because I'm being very specific as to what I am talking about these days. So I really hope that you found value in these episodes that I've been recording and sharing with you guys. If you really like what I'm sharing with you, please subscribe and share away. If you hate it, share it anyway. It's your girl Angie B on Crystal's View, and I'm wishing you the best type of hump day that there is today. Don't forget to catch me next hump day for the Ness Wealth and Wellness. You guys have an amazing day. Hello, hello, hello. It's Thursday. And this is Angie B on Crystal's View. Today is Thankful and Grateful Thursday. Of course, you should have gratitude every day, right? Being thankful for the things that we aren't normally thankful for every single day. It's just so much easier to be thankless and live without gratitude because of how easy it is to focus on all the negatives. You know, like if something doesn't happen your way, you're focusing on it harder than you are about the good things that might come out of it. Like being laid off from a job. Imagine, don't welcome this imaginative idea into your life, but it could happen. Imagine working for a company for almost 20 years and due to a budgeting issue, right, you get cut out. The top ranking employee gets cut out. They get laid off. It happens. It's happening now. It happens every day. But the state that you're in is what will make the difference as to how you feel about the layoff, right? Did I create another stream of income to really care if my employer laid me off? Did I have investments somewhere to care if my employer laid me off? These variants make a difference, right? A lot of us live life very naive, especially when it comes to finances. So being laid off would either make or break a family. And although it would be a negative thing, it can actually be revered as something positive. And this is why. It would actually give you the opportunity to really see the state of your finances, to really see the state of your life, to really take the opportunity to reflect on what it is that you need to do to buffer and govern against something like this reoccurring. Right? Because obviously, at one point, you will get back on your feet. You will have a stream of income. It's in that moment that you have to decide what that stream will help create and buffer against once or if this situation were to occur again, right? Or you grow a superpower and you decide that enough is enough. You're just going to go for it. You're going to go after the thing that you've been working so tirelessly to achieve and create. And quite frankly, that employer was just getting in the way of that. Wherever you are, just know that being laid off, this is an example, can be a blessing in disguise. So don't focus on the fact that you were released by the employer. Focus on the fact that the universe has decided to release you into something new, elevate you, shift you into something greater, something similar to a marriage ending. Granted, how it ended, it, you know, you can either focus on that or you can look at the strength that you're going to draw from the situation. What inside of your marriage you didn't appreciate and that you're not going to take with you to the next relationship. I'm not going to say jump the gun and go get married. But what I am saying is some evaluation of self, although the reasoning behind the breakup may or may not have been your fault, you have to own your part. Okay, I know you guys are like shaking your heads. No, I'm innocent. No, no one's truly 100% innocent in a relationship. You have to own where you went wrong, although you were the person who was wronged. Okay, own it, grow from it, learn from it. Okay, because we are all ultimately responsible for our actions and our reactions to things. So just be grateful that we're not in situations that could have continued and just broken you even more. You see, that's the praise in it. You have the opportunity to now grow and flourish and be a better, bigger version of yourself. You know, when tragedies hit in our lives, you have to really look at where they're stemming from. How are they getting here? How are they being invited into our lives? Because not everyone experiences the same things. So what doors are we allowing open into our lives so that we can be able to create a sense of gratitude to us, ourselves, so that we can create the respect that we need for us, ourselves, the love that we need for us, ourselves. I hope that you found value in today's talk. Please, please, please share. If you hated it, share it anyway. If you loved it, share. Please share. I hope this does help someone gain a sense of perspective when it comes to really looking to be thankful for something, because sometimes in our darkness, it's so hard to see the light. It really is. Everyone else sees it for us. They'll tell us, oh, God is going to help you. I'll pray for you. And we sometimes don't want to hear that. Okay, I'm being real. I'm a Christian. But when you're mad and angry and hurt, someone saying, I'll pray for you isn't saying I'll be there for you. They're not saying they want to hear you. They're not saying they love you. They're saying I'll pray for you. And that's what it means in the moment of your pain. And I get that. I understand that. And I want you to hear me in saying that I'm here for you. So if you have any questions, messages, things you want to talk about at random and you need an ear, I'm here. I don't want anyone who listens to my podcast to feel like they're alone or I'm not having a private conversation with you, because I am. You are amazingly made and blessed beyond measure. All you have to do is open up your heart and arms to receiving all that you are supposed to receive. Again, this is your girl, Angie B, on Thankful Thursday. You have a wonderful day. Oh, and don't forget to hear me next Thursday for our next thankful moment.